Well, regardless of the temperature, you need to get out and vote today. On the phone with us this morning is Chelsea Helmer. She's Duluth City Clerk. Everything you need to know about voting, but you didn't think to ask until right now. Chelsea's got all the answers. Hey, Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Happy Election Day.
You bet. Well, you of course, have all the answers, but there are also a lot of fabulous resources available online, and we're going to get a whole bunch of links set up on our webpage, so it will be easy for folks to look things up. I would imagine that having elections in the fall the way we do, when every year in this community there are so many, many people who have just come to town, even if they are college students, and they're wondering about their voting. What's the best place for college kids to find out how they can vote? And if they haven't thought about it until this morning, is there still time? Can they still vote?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So students in Minnesota have the option to vote where they determine their permanent residence. So they can vote if they spend most of their year at their home residence. They can vote absentee at their home residence. But if they spend most of their year on campus and they deem that to be their permanent residence, then they can vote on campus if they reside on campus. So if you're a UMD student in Duluth, you vote at UMD. That's precinct number 10. If you live off campus but near campus, or if you live on the campus of St. Scholastica, you vote at the Vineyard Church, which is precinct 11.
All right. So, we'll make sure that we've got some of this information available in links. So, you're saying, okay, well, my residence is down in the city someplace, and that's what I consider my permanent residence. I'm guessing you don't have time to do that today.
You do not, okay. No. So, your option would be to register and to vote with your campus residence. And so, UMD students or St. Scholastica students, you just need to provide proof of residence when you come to the polling location. Minnesota, we have what's called same-day registration. So if you are a UMD student or a St. Scholastica student, we actually provide the campuses with a housing list, which then our election judges will check that housing list. You also have to bring your student ID with you. And that constitutes your proof of residence. And that's only for students who reside on campus.
But if you were going to, if you live close to campus, for example, you decided you wanted to vote on campus, you'd bring, I suppose, a utility bill or something that would show your name and your Duluth address?
Yep. So the number one thing I would say for them to do first is go to mnvotes.org and punch in your address. There's a poll finder tool, so you can put in your address, and that will tell you where your polling location is. So if you live near the college campus, you may not vote at Precinct 10. You may vote at one of the surrounding polling locations. So you want to confirm your polling location first.
And that's good news, or that's good information for anybody, perhaps, who's
absolutely
just moved to town, or you moved to town a while ago and you haven't voted yet. Maybe you're just of age now and you can finally vote. You're going to vote in your first election. This is how you figure out where to do it. Again, that link will be up on our website.
Yeah, absolutely. mnvotes.org. You can check your registration status. You can look up your polling location you can find out what you need to provide to show proof of residence if you're doing same-day registration.
The League of Women Voters Duluth chapter also has some great election resources available on their website, and we'll get a link up to that, too, so that folks can have the opportunity to do that. Chelsea, I'm kind of curious about, as a person who works as a voting professional, if there is such a thing, but I mean, you're kind of in charge
yes.
of this, and this is kind of your job. What do you see about the encouragement for people to vote on social media? I logged on this morning to make a post about my dog's birthday, and the whole social media thing is all about voting today.
Right. And there are a lot of organizations out in the community, and of course there are campaigns that are encouraging people to go out to vote. From our perspective and my perspective as an election administrator, we utilize social media additionally in order to make sure that people have the tools and the resources and know really the nuts and bolts about how to go about voting on election day. That's really important to us, is that people get the real basic fundamental information about how to vote, what they need, how they can register. And so, you know, it's our job really to ensure that every eligible voter can exercise their right to vote on election day. And so encouraging voters is a good thing. We want people to get out and vote, really, on election day.
Now, let's talk just briefly about UMD, about Duluth's voting machines, because they're kind of, I mean, you fill out, pardon me, you fill out a paper ballot, but then you do feed it into a machine. Mm-hmm. Now, this is still considered a paper ballot. It's not considered a computerized ballot. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. Minnesota actually has the most secure elections in the nation, primarily because we have paper backups. So we are able to manage an election or run an election with no electronic device use at all, because we have, because folks are voting on paper ballots. Now, our machines that we use are essentially just a tabulator system, so all they're doing is scanning in those ballots and counting votes.
So, and because they're not computerized, of course, I'm not a mechanic.
Correct.
And I'm not a computer genius, but I would imagine that because of what they're required to do, they're not going to wear out quite as fast, or there's not so many moving parts that could end up fouling up an election the way, of course, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about computers being hacked and problems with voting machines and these votes and this vote and the next didn't get counted. Have we ever had any trouble with these machines?
So our machines that we utilize, and this is true for the equipment that's used in the majority of the state, we have no network connection, so our machines are standalone tabulator devices. They're not connected to the internet. They have no network connection. So, and that's actually state law in Minnesota.
Our chief engineer would absolutely love that. He is not a big fan of having anything connected to the internet that he can help.
Well, you know, they are beneficial to us because they allow us to report extremely accurately, and then also, you know, to be able to provide results relatively quickly at the end of the night. We do vigorous testing on those machines before each election. We have a number of statutory procedures that we have to go through to make sure that those machines are all set and ready to go. You know, we do run into occasionally, you know, a printer jam. But for the most part, you know, we really make sure that those machines are ready to go when we send them out to the polling locations on election day.
Chelsea, one last question. When you're out standing in line at the grocery store, or you're at a cocktail party with friends and people talk to you about voting, I'm not talking about who they're voting for. I'm just talking about the idea of voting. And they say, I don't vote. It, you know, it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't count anyway. What do you tell them?
I tell them that we count every vote, and every vote counts. There have been numerous occasions where a race can come down to one or two votes, and so it's critically important for every eligible voter, you know, in this community, to really exercise their right. It is the fundamental basis of our democracy, and so I encourage them to not take that for granted and to make sure that they are voting in every single election.
Chelsea, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. I can imagine you got a couple of other things to get done today. So
it's a busy day for us, but we also love it, and we hope that everyone has a great experience out at the polls today.
And it'll be a long one, no doubt. So, yeah, we're all, what we just want to make sure, what everybody's really most concerned about, is that you don't run out of the I voted stickers.
We have ensured that we have an I voted sticker for every registered voter in the city of Duluth.
Okay, that's what we need to know. I should have led with that. Chelsea, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
Chelsea Helmer is Duluth City Clerk, and it's Election Day here in Minnesota. We'll get a whole bunch of links set up on our story on our webpage this morning, so it'll be easy for you to find the information that you need, whether you're a first-time voter in Duluth, whether you're a student, whatever your situation might be. We'll help you find the information you'll need to celebrate Election Day and get your red I voted sticker.